This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A suspect is under arrest in the hit and run that killed a Weld County Sheriff's deputy Sunday. The Weld County Sheriff's Office says it took 36-year-old Norberto Garcia Gonzalez into custody late last night. He's accused of fatally hitting 24-year-old Deputy Alexis Hynuts and fleeing the scene. The Sheriff's Department says it identified Garcia Gonzalez with fingerprints and documents left in his vehicle. Colorado is expanding its eligibility criteria for the monkeypox vaccine. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
The change will now provide protection to Colorado residents before they have high-risk exposures to the monkeypox virus. Many previous categories considered risk factors within the last 14 days. Most new eligibility categories remove that time limit and consider ongoing or potential future risk. People living with HIV are also now eligible for vaccination. The state says it made the changes due to increased vaccine supply from the federal government and to make doses available to people who may benefit from getting advanced protection against monkeypox. The vaccines are now available at some state-run mobile vaccine clinics around Colorado. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Investigators have identified the woman hit by a train while in police custody Friday. Platteville police say an officer stopped 20-year-old Reni Rios Gonzalez south of Greeley after she was accused of a road rage incident involving a gun. She was put in the back of a squad car that was illegally parked on train tracks. Within minutes, a train hit the car. Rios Gonzalez is at a hospital with severe injuries. She's expected to survive. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.